it was a Friday night a couple of months ago or so, and I was coming from a get-together.
This is County Commissioner Jim Latham. He represents Hunt County's 4th Precinct, which includes Texas A&M University Commerce.
I approached up in front of Culver and heading west, and there were a lot of cars coming up from the east side. So I approached the blinking lights and stopped, but I didn't see anybody because the bright lights from the cars were in my eyes, and I inched forward, and as I did, I saw legs, and it scared me, and I realized that I could have hit a student, and that was terrifying to me. I panicked.
Even scarier, Latham says the students never realized they were in danger.
Nothing. So, but I knew that we had to do something because this was going to be a bad situation.
He was right. Early last month, a speeding truck hit and critically injured an 18-year-old student crossing Culver Street. It wasn't the first time that had happened here, but university officials believe the state is finally taking the issue seriously. This month, the Texas Department of Transportation approved a university plan to upgrade the crosswalk.
It moved pretty fast, relatively speaking.
Tomas Aguirre is dean of students. He started in January.
University police and our Office of Safety and Risk Management, they've been trying to correct these issues for a while, but with the most recent accident, again, we connected with local authorities, the city manager, local legislators, for example, our local House representative, the county commissioner, and most importantly, TxDOT, because they're ultimately responsible for those roads.
He says the transportation department decided to implement the university's proposal. It's called a pedestrian hybrid beacon. That'll replace the current flashing yellow light with something that looks more like your standard red light.
And how it's different from the current system that we have in place is that it really doesn't provide or allow options. So right now what happens is the lights start to flash and some cars stop and some cars slow down and some cars actually speed up. And it seems like it's kind of connected to the visibility piece. If they don't see students in the crosswalk, they assume that, you know, maybe it's a malfunctioning light or that the students have already crossed or that they're not in the intersection yet.
After the latest accident, the crosswalk was outfitted with new features: overhead lights and rumble strips that jolt drivers to attention on their approach.
Really, you know, you got to give credit to Derek Priest, who is the director of safety and risk management here on campus.
He says that while the science behind the Hawk beacon is recent, it was carefully selected and demonstrated to work.
So it's not established technology. It's new technology that's there. And it shows to increase driver yielding up to 90%. So hopefully we'll have all that established and erected within 4 months.
But he warned that the university shouldn't depend on any one solution.
For the crosswalks, yeah, we've always wondered, you know, what can we do better? What can be done better out there? It's students crossing the highway. It's always going to be a concern, no matter what we have out there.
The county will vote early next month on a bond issue to fund the crosswalks and other safety measures in the area surrounding the university. For KETR, I'm George Hale.